With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled Humans Are Inherently Compassionate and Loving, via video conference with our association members in Bangkok, Thailand, on July the 24th, 2008.
สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์คนไทยรักและศรัทธาในหลวงมากเราคิดว่าถ้าท่านเห็นด้วยกับข้อมูลของเราจะมีผลต่อคนไทยอย่างมากอยากขอคำแนะนำและความเห็นท่านอาจารย์ค่ะ Thank you Master Love you so much
Thank youI love you too. Oh, yes, of course, of course. The King of Thailand is a symbol of unity and greatness for the Thai people. And so, whatever the King does affects the whole country and maybe even the world. Because Thai people, they also live everywhere on the planet, in different countries as well. And when they live in their country,They also influence the citizen of that country that they live in. So one person make a big difference. Of course, the king will have a great influence on Thai people and the world also somehow. So I agree with you. So if the king agree with the information about vegetarian diet to save the planet, maybe he's not very well informed because His Majesty is very busy.And sometimes this kind of information doesn't screen to him, as he only take what the advisor gives to him on his desk. And sometimes the advisor do not think that the vegetarian information is important to the king, so maybe they do not even give it. So you just write to His Majesty or talk to His Majesty if you can have a fortune to have his audience.If any possibility at all, same, you can write to other royal households, government officials, etc., and write to the press. Write to anyone you can. You have to enclose all the scientific and religious facts about why we have to be vegetarian, and why vegetarian is the only and the best, the most effective, the fastest way to save lives.On this planet, and the planet herself, of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Master, I have one more question.
Sure.
It's regarding eating meat. If we have a celebration and we have guests who request to eat meat instead of vegetarian, is it okay to offer them meat? My son is going to get married very soon.And my in-laws are meat eater. I understand from my future daughter-in-law that the parents would prefer that their guests, their relatives, to be served meat. For my guests, I will offer only vegetarian. But
yes,
I don't like to offend
offer
them.
Vegetarian. And the other, if they want meat, they offer the meat themselves.
Okay. Thank you, Master.
You stay away from the blood. Keep your hands free of blood.
Okay, so all my guests are offer only vegetarian.
You offer vegetarian, and if anybody want to eat meat, tell them they can bring their own meat.
Thank you, Master.
The vegetarian diet is so delicious. There are ham, chicken, everything people just would love to eat it. They don't even know that this is a vegetarian. Remember the story about when I was a householder and married? I offer my neighbors always vegetarian food when they come to my house every weekend. And one time my husband think poor people eat vegetarian all the time. They should eat meat or else they die or something. And then he bought some fish and meat and nobody want to eat it. Because they wanted vegetarian because they loved it more. They say they like a change. So now you can also suggest the same. You say, okay, we eat meat every day already. I'm going to deliver something more exciting. You know, new way of life, new menu and exciting and very colorful, tasty. And you try all together one day and then see if you like it or not. And if you don't like it, well, the meat is waiting for you in your fridge when you go home anyway. And after all that, if they still don't want it, they can bring their own meat. Okay?
Okay.
Marriage is very important. It's a once in a lifetime of a person. In the Buddhist Sutra, in the Sutra of the Erstor Bodhisattva, the Erstor Bodhisattva say that if when the mother deliver babies, and when you married or anything like that, people always killing animals to celebrate. That harm the couples a great deal, and that harm a mother to be a great deal, as well as a newborn child. It is better always vegetarian. It doesn't incur bad retribution. How can you be so happy, happy day, and your marriage day is the most joyful day of your life, and you go and murder some other being? You should have let him live. He also want to be happy. He should be rejoiced in your marriage and congratulate you in his heart. Why you cut his throat and eat it? It's a joy to be married. It's a joyful day. Everyone should enjoy and be joyful. It's not logical to kill somebody, make a misery, when you are in the most happy day of your life.
Okay.
And suppose they want, they can bring their own meat. You wash your hand clean of the blood. You have to influence people, not let people influence you. From now, I want all of you to be more strong in your opinion, stronger in your standpoint in life. You do not do what is not good. And you know killing is no good. You stop it. Stop where you are. Stop on your table. Stop from your house. Do not condone any more murdering. Do not condone any more cruelty. Do not encourage any more suffering to anybody, whether directly or indirectly. Let peace begin with us. All right?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
it's enough now that we follow all the trend in the society just to look social and look like them. No, we don't want to look like them anymore. We want them to look like us. Because our way is nobler. It's correct. It's compassionate. It's loving. And it's saving life. And it will save the planet.
Yes, Master.
Do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
For all your question and your support and your walk in the way of love. You have to be strong now because the planet depends on us. The planet depends on you. Our lives on the planet depends on you. Okay?
Okay.
ฉันเคยดู VCD ของอาจารย์ปริญญาตันสกุลครับออกมาบอกว่าแต่ละจุดในประเทศไทยเนี่ยจะเกิดภัยพิบัติอะไรบ้างไม่ทราบว่ามันจะเกิดเช่นนั้นจริงหรือไม่คะ
Well, if your Thai people are doing good deeds,and minimize the effect of killing, then you can avoid it. If not, I don't know. Right now, there are many disasters happening around the world and more frequently than ever before and even more deadly. It is because the force of the negative retribution of the killing karmic consequences is more ripe than before.So we are suffering a lot around the world. People suffer a lot, not just Thailand. That's why I'm working very hard and also asking you to join me in the effort of informing people that the cause of all our suffering is from killing, from eating meat. Because if we don't eat meat, nobody will kill for us, to offer us meat.So vegetarian diet will minimize all the disaster and even clear it all out. If people just turn their heart around, be compassionate, be loving like a real human being, because the humans are inherently very compassionate and loving. It's just they have been misled. They have not been informed since long time.And the bad habit, the negative information has already been ingrained into their way of life. So they have been misled very, very badly. So now we have to inform them again, remind them again that this is not the way we should live our life. The way we should live our life is with love, compassion, and peace with all beings.Including animals. So we have to continue doing our job, informing people, tell them to be vegetarian, to minimize all this bad effect. Even if I sit here telling you, okay, the cyclone will come, or the cyclone will not come, what good do that do? If this cyclone won't come, another cyclone will come, or any other disaster will come, if we don't change the way we live our life, we don't change to live according to the harmoniousystem of the universe, then we are out of accord. And when we are out of this protective, harmonious cycle of the universe, we are out of protection. And that's why things happen. That's why bad things happen. If we are inside the universal harmonious cycle, the natural law, then we are protected 100%.And don't be afraid. If you are virtuous, you are protected. I cannot protect everybody because they do not do what I tell them to do, what they should do. But you are doing what I have advised you to do, which is the protection for you. Then you will be all right. You know that up to now. You have survived many times. You will survive again.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ.We serve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
Dear Master, ในสถานการณ์ขนาดนี้จะทำอย่างไรแต่ในแต่ละวันที่จะให้เรามีพลังทางบวกมากขึ้นเพื่อยกระดับตัวตนที่แท้จริงของเรา Thank you, Master.
It's the same, sweetheart. It's the same. Keep the 5 moral precepts. Continue strict vegan diet. Doing good deeds to help your brothers and sisters everywhere you can. And meditate. And pray, of course. Anyway, that's all you can do. Of course, you can minimize your food intake if you would like to. Like if you eat a lot, you eat a little bit less. During the time of initiation, I have told you to eat not too much, like 80% full, and then 10% water, and leave another 10% at least for the light to enter your being. Because if we're too full, we cannot concentrate to meditate well.
Hello, สวัสดีท่านอาจารย์ค่ะสภาวะโลกร้อนเกิดจากพลังลบมากกว่าพลังบวกใช่หรือไม่คะ
Oh, no. Positive powers is always greater than negative power. It's just the people in the world are not using it. If they be wise and do good, then they are using the positive power. Then they can counter the negative power. But right now, they are not using the positive power. They are using mostly the negative power. That is why. What you are taking in is what you have. People are going mostly against the positive power. For example, if you are in Bangkok now, and if you want to go to Chiang Mai, where do you go? North or south?
North.
North, that's it. And if you go south, will you ever arrive in Chiang Mai?
No.
No. That's the thing. There are two powers in this world. One is positive, one is negative. If you are using the positive power, then you will have positive power. If you're using negative power, then you have negative power. If we want to use a positive power, we have to enter the positive cycle. By doing good, being vegetarian mean the best of all of being good, because you're saving lives, you're respecting lives, you're loving and kind. Then you enter the positive cycle. Once you enter the positive cycle, you are empowered by positive power. And if all the people in this world are empowered by the positive power, then the negative power has nowhere to exercise.
Master, I was just wondering about the non-initiates. Will they be able to practice enlightenment after this life?
It depends, love. It depends if they are good enough to be worthwhile of another human body even. And then, even if they are better than that, they could find an enlightened master at all. It all depends on themselves. So you try to help them now to understand the priority in life, and then maybe they will be able to practice to meet an enlightened master and practice spiritual in the next life. Or maybe they will meet in this lifetime a master, or maybe they will be elevated.
So there will be other worlds for them to practice meditation and enlightenment?
No, I'm not sure if they can practice. They are always other world. But practice or not, it depends on if they're good enough or not. They might even go to hell. There's no practice there.
Thank you, Master.
Master, สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์คำถามภาษาไทยนะคะจากที่ฟังอาจารย์พูดที่ Seattle ที่อาจารย์บอกว่าลูกศิษย์ทุกคนปลอดภัยอยากเรียนถามอาจารย์ว่าจิตวิญญาณของเราจะอยู่ระดับขั้นไหน พวกเราพยายามทำตามคำสอนของอาจารย์อย่างจริงใจเพื่อยกระดับตัวเองในโลกขอบคุณค่ะ
You follow my advice and you try to save the world and you are vegetarian and you meditate that is great and it depends on what level you are of course everyone is different but still you will be safe if you follow my advice even if you are at the lower level still but you try to follow my advice and you do not stray from the moral standard of a good human being like you keep the five precepts you eat vegetarian completely you meditate and you try to be a good human being you do good you help others then even if you are still a lower level the master power still protect you and no matter what level as long as you're good and adhere to the teaching the protection will be there for youI'm not still sitting there and pointing one, okay, you on this level, her on this level, she on his level, he on his level. No, don't do that. You know your level. Deep down in your heart, you know. We don't have time to sit here and count in levels. Just be a good human being. Try to help other people. And meditate.
Okay, thank you, Master. That's all our questions at the moment.
Good, wonderful. Okay, I wish you all the best. And Buddha bless you.In your noble effort, and I wish the best for Thailand and the world, of course. I see you next time, perhaps. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Be good.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bless you. I love you. I remember Thailand and good Thai people. I was very pleased when I was in Thailand.Because you are very kind, very humble, very, very courteous, and very generous. Buddha bless you. Please help your people. Help your people to understand how to save the planet. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, ciao.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.ขอบคุณค่ะขอบคุณค่ะ
ขอบคุณค่ะ
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.